transitioner Chloe Cole, $2 million malpractice ruling not nearly enough to undo damage to a generation of young people. By Catherine Hamilton on February 3, 2026. Detransitioner Chloe Cole lauded a $2 million landmark medical malpractice ruling to a lawsuit brought by another detransitioner against her former surgeon and psychologist, but said the win is not enough to undo the damage pro-transgender doctors have wrought on an entire generation. Fox Variant filed a lawsuit against her medical providers for convincing her to undergo a double mastectomy, the removal of breasts, at the age of 16. The jury awarded her $1.6 million for her past and future suffering, as well as $400,000 for future medical expenses. Cole spoke about the case in an appearance on Fox News on Monday, telling host Jackie Heinrich on America's Newsroom that $2 million is not nearly enough to compensate for the damages that these doctors have done to my generation. I think that would only be right if every single doctor and clinic involved in this has their wallets completely drained, and they're all thrown in prison with the keys thrown out, Cole said. But I think that $2 million, this, especially in a blue state like New York, this bodes well for the rest of 28 cases, including my own, of all the children who have been harmed and are seeking legal justice. Cole contended there will be more and more cases of young people seeking justice for the harms they have experienced after being pushed into sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries in the name of so-called gender affirmation. She told Fox News. There are going to be potentially hundreds, if not thousands, across the world of detransitioners who had been mutilated and have been castrated at very young ages and think it is only right that, obviously, these are things that are never going to be reversible. But I think every child who has had this done to them deserves the world. Cole added that Democrats doubling down on transgenderism is not shocking because its entire basis is completely ideological and not rooted in science. A lot of these politicians and these doctors that are pushing in favor of this are not only motivated by money but also have been led to truly believe that it is beneficial to these children to lead them into irreversible harm, otherwise they will kill themselves, she said. That is the same lie that they sell to every parent. That to my parents in order to convince them I had no other choice. And these doctors know exactly what they are doing. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.